It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host for the program today, and I'm so glad you joined me today. I want to share with you a story found in the Old Testament in the book of 1 Chronicles. I love teaching verse by verse. I only have 15 minutes, so it's really hard sometimes to get a lot in the 15 minutes time. But in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, it's one of my favorite stories. It's a story about David, and it says this in verse 1. These were the men who came to David at Ziklag, while he was banished from the presence of Saul, son of Kish. They were among the warriors who helped him in battle. Now, I want you to notice these men come to David, not when he's got it made, not when he's king and when he's really got it all together. They come to him when he's under the gun, when he's under pressure from Saul. He was a hunted man. And these men come to David, and the Bible says these were the men who helped him in battle. Now, I love verse 2. Verse 2 says, they were armed with bows, and they were able to shoot arrows or to sling stones right-handed or left-handed. They were kinsmen of Saul from the tribe of Benjamin. So these guys could either shoot right-handed or left-handed. They were very talented. They come to David, and they have an anointing on them. They're fully armed. They're offensive or defensive. These are guys that were the cream of the crop. And then verse 8, he says something kind of interesting. He says, some Gadites defected to David at his stronghold in the desert. They were brave warriors, ready for battle and able to handle the shield and spear. Their faces were the faces of lions, and they were as swift as gazelles in the mountains. Boy, that's a real familiar sight when you visit the land of Israel to see these gazelles, these little deer-like creatures in the wilderness. And it says here that these guys were as swift as gazelles in the mountains. These are not mama's boys. These are not seminary graduates. These guys got faces like lions. And it said in verse 14, these Gadites were army commanders. The least was a match for 100 and the greatest for 1,000. You know, I did a program just a while back on power relationships, and I shared with you that I believe God brings people across our path for a reason. And many times God will bring people into your life that'll motivate you, that'll encourage you. That I believe you listening to this program today was no accident. I believe God brought us together for a very special reason. But think about these guys that come to David. It said the least of them was a match for 100 and the greatest for 1,000. These were amazing warriors that God sent to David in his lowest time, in his time when he could have easily been discouraged, when he was running from Saul. And they come to David, and these guys are mighty warriors. I believe God puts warriors in our life. You know, I've had people throughout my 65 years of life who have prayed for me, and they've stood in the gap for me whenever I've been going through something. I can always count on my prayer warriors. And God will bring warriors in your life, people that will stand with you no matter how bad life gets. Verse 16 said, other Benjamites and some men from Judah also came to David in his stronghold. And David went out to meet them and said to them, if you've come to me in peace to help me, I am ready to have you unite with me. But if you have come to betray me to my enemies when my hands are free from violence, may the God of our fathers see it and judge you. Wow. David put the cards on the table. David was very bold and upfront that if you've come here to join with me and to help me, I'm glad you're here. But if you've come for any other reason, may God judge you. David talks about here of the knitting of our hearts. See, I love when God brings you in a church and you feel that knitting of hearts. You feel like you've known these people all your life. And sometimes it's not even in a church. It can just be in your neighborhood. It can be on your job where God brings people into your life and Your hearts are just knit together. In the 18th chapter of 1 Samuel, it said this. It said, after David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. Isn't that an amazing concept that Jonathan loved David, the King James says, as his own soul? The Bible tells us no greater love hath any man than to lay down his life for a friend. Jesus taught us we're to love one another as he has loved us. David and Jonathan had an incredible bond as best friends. And the Bible says Jonathan loved David as his own soul. Now remember, your soul is your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. It's that emotional part of you. And Jonathan loved him with all his heart, his soul. He loved David. In verse 18 of 1 Chronicles 12, it said, then the Spirit came upon Amaziah, chief of the 30, and he said, we are yours, O David. We are with you, O son of Jesse. Success, success to you, and success to those who help you, for your God will help you. So David received them, and he made them leaders of his raiding bands. How amazing how God brought warriors into David's life. You know, God can bring people into your life that can help you, friend. Maybe you're today feeling like, wow, Keith, I feel like I'm out in the middle of the wilderness all by myself. Listen, God can bring people into your life that can make a difference and help you. In verse 32, he went on and said, and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. You know what's amazing about these men, the sons of Issachar? The Bible says they had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Lord knows in America today, we need some sons of Issachar. We need some pastors in the pulpit who can understand the times in which we live. My friend, I believe with all of my heart, you and I are living in the final times of history. I believe we are the generation that will see Jesus Christ come back, something I've studied all of my life since I was 12 years old, the end times and the second coming of Jesus Christ. I believe we're the generation. God, give us some sons of Issachar who not only knew how to discern the times, but the Bible says they knew what Israel ought to do. And that's what we need in America today. We need men and women in Washington, D.C., who will discern the times and know what to do. And in verse 33, he went on and said, of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle except in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank, they were not of double heart. See, it's very important that we have men and women who know how to keep rank. People that know where God has put them, and they're happy to be in the role, in the position that God gave them. The Bible teaches us we're the body of Christ, and we all fit together, and God has made us unique to all be a part of his body. The King James Version said, they were not of a double heart. That is so important. He said, men of Zebulun, experienced soldiers prepared for battle with every type of weapon to help David with undivided loyalty. 50,000 of these guys. Man, here was David. He goes from being alone in the wilderness to all of a sudden, he's got more men than he can count. God can do that, friend, in your life. Maybe today you say, Keith, I need a miracle. I need God to do something in my situation. Well, he can turn it around really, really fast. In verse 38, he said, all these were fighting men who volunteered to serve in the ranks. They came to Hebron, fully determined to make David king over all Israel. All the rest of the Israelites were also of one mind to make David king. I often read the story of David in the Bible, and perhaps he's one of the mightiest leaders ever called by God. God called him a name that he made, that name of no other person throughout history. God said this of David. He said, he's a man after my own heart. And you just wonder why David was a man who sinned with Bathsheba. He's a man who failed God, and yet God said he's a man after my own heart. See, when David came on the scene, God and the people of Israel were tired of the religiosity of King Saul. Saul was just a religious person. He didn't have that relationship like David had with God. God wanted heartfelt religion. He wanted it from the heart and not just the head. See, Saul was out for himself. He had the head knowledge, but not the heart knowledge. And in the midst of all this, God brings on the scene David, a man after God's own heart. See, in 1 Chronicles 12, it said, these are the men who came to David at Ziklag while he was banished from the presence of Saul, son of Kish, and they were among the warriors who helped him in the battle. Perhaps the most amazing verse in this whole story has got to be verse 22 of 1 Chronicles chapter 12. This is what it said. Day after day, men came to help David until he had a great army like the army of God. I've seen that as a pastor, friend, that God can bring people into my church at just the right time. He will bring people whenever we have a need. God will bring someone to fill that need. We get into our programs and we think things have to be done man's way. But did you ever wonder what was so unique about David's army that caused them to be called by God like the army of God? It wasn't just their fighting skills, because the Philistines were also skilled in battle. They plagued the Israelites for a number of years. It wasn't just their gifts or their anointing. What was it? David asked his potential leadership two questions. Number one, do you come peacefully, and do you come to help us? Notice he didn't say, how gifted are you, by the way? That word peaceably means to mend and strengthen relationships. Are you going to be a net mender or a net ripper? See, friend, I believe that relationships are so important. I told you the other day when I did a teaching about friends, I said, of all my treasures in life, my greatest treasures are not my cars or my piano or my equipment. My greatest treasures, apart from God and my family, have been my friends. You can never build a church out of just talent or ability. You want to build it on pure, heartfelt relationships. And I believe God has those relationships in our life. I am so thankful for the people that God has put into my life. It has been so exciting over the last couple of months to see what God has been doing here with Fresh Oil. I began just as a podcast on the internet, doing a podcast, and now to see how God has opened the door in some major markets for this radio program to be sharing the gospel of God's grace. Friend, I count it a privilege to be able to come into your home every day, Monday through Friday, and share with you a word from God's word that would bring encouragement with you. You say, Keith, what is Fresh Oil? Sounds like you're going to get an oil change on the car. It comes from Psalm 92 and verse 10, where David says, you've exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. And then he said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I don't know about you, neighbor, but sometimes I get tired, and yesterday's anointing is not enough for me. I need a new touch from God each and every day. Sometimes we get weary in life. The Bible tells us to not become weary in well-doing, because if we don't faint, we'll reap a harvest when? At the proper time. And I believe with all of my heart, friend, God put us together today for you to hear this encouraging word today. God wants you to know why you're here. He has a mission for you in this life. He loves you, neighbor. He loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Walk in grace today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.